Both the first reading and the gospel mentioned hospitality, which, as we know, was a big deal in the Middle East. It still is. But it was especially so for the Hebrew people. They're reminded, you know, strangers, people traveling in need of a place to stay, reminded them of their time in the desert, their time when they didn't have land, when they didn't have the promise of the land, and when they were without, you know, a place of their own. And so out of remembrance of that, hospitality was important to them. And also it reminded them, too, someone that's maybe lost and or wandering about reminds them that we're all sort of wandering through this world. We're all sort of pilgrims on the way to the next life. And so someone like that reminded them of that, and that was another reason to offer hospitality. And this wife, I think she went, we might say that she went above and beyond the expectation of hospitality. She was giving Elisha hospitality, but she said that, well, he comes here so often, we should build him his own room on the roof. That's a pretty good deal, you know. That's, like I say, that's going above and beyond. Now, the roof was a place that they were probably using anyway, that a lot of times there'd be maybe a little sunshade or something up there, and you would go up there to escape the heat of the house. And so she said, well, why not just make a room up there for him? So she did. And Elisha was impressed with that, and he said, is there anything, you know, is there something we can do for her? And his servant says, yes, she needs a son. Because Elisha, I should say, he's kind of a miracle worker. He's called a prophet, but he's more a worker of wonders than someone that speaks for God. But that's a form of prophecy too. Anyway, he says she needs a son, so he tells her, by this time next year, you're going to have a son for your hospitality. So, all right. So that was a pretty good deal. And actually, if you want to read the rest of that doesn't end the story of the woman and her son. It keeps going, and it gets kind of interesting if you want to keep going. Elisha really shows his ability to work wonders in the following verses. But that's where we left it. She was receiving this because of her hospitality. And it kind of reflects the spirituality of the time. They weren't so much thinking about receiving our reward in heaven. They were thinking more that you know, God would reward in this life, because they weren't sure what would happen. God hadn't so much revealed what would happen afterwards as he has to us now. But in any event, she received that reward because she welcomed Elisha as a prophet, and so she received that. And Jesus says that it seems like he's almost saying that to receive a prophet because he is a prophet, to be hospitable to a prophet because he is a prophet, you'll receive the same sort of blessings from God that the prophet receives. And if you do it the same with a righteous man, you'll receive those same blessings. And what he's saying is, excuse me, it's high grass pollen today, I think is what the weather said. So apparently I'm susceptible to grass pollen in any event. So I'll try to turn the mic off before I have to clear my throat. In any event, what he's urging us to do is to practice hospitality because it's the right thing to do. And he says elsewhere too that when you, in his own inimitable way, he says it elsewhere that, you know, when you give a banquet or when you give a reception, you should not invite anybody that can pay you back. And what certainly you can do that. You can invite people that can pay you back, but you don't do it because of that. He's saying You know, be hospitable because it's the right thing to do, because the person you're receiving is a prophet, the person you're receiving is a righteous person, or their person is just one in need. Because he says that if you give a cup of cold water to someone because he needs it, then that you will be counted righteous as well. And I think that's what we want to do as well. We want to be hospitable because we are called by God to do it. Be hospitable because it is the right thing to do. And, you know, I think for us, we want to expand that, not just receiving people into our homes and things like that, but I think we want to do that every time we're with people, whether it's in church, being hospitable in church, or whether it's just people that we meet out in the course of our daily lives. We want to remember that, however, if we treat them well, that's what God wants. God wants us to be hospitable to everyone we meet, because they, just being children of God, that's what they deserve. So Jesus reminds us that hospitality is part of our faith, and it's a part of how we express our faith, and really what we do in the name of our faith is as important as what we believe, because that's how we witness to our faith. That's how we show the world what it means to be Christian. And so we are reminded by today's readings that part of that is hospitality, treating people with respect, treating people with dignity, treating people well because of who they are, but who they are especially as children of God. And so Jesus says that when we do that, we will surely receive our reward, which is the blessing of doing the right thing in the name of Jesus.